What up, though? Akil Azar, and you're listening to 100% Organic. The principle of mentalism. What this principle actually means, to sum it up, is the universe is simply a mental creation of the all, and is subject to the laws of created things. So basically, it goes back to that movie like they made about called The Secret. Everything is mental. It's everything you create, everything with the mental power, the same way the earth is manifested in the mental mind of the all, the material universe. And it's hard to actually grasp your way around, because as you was young, they always taught you that that was fairy tale or mystical or magic, but you literally create things with your mind. Principle of correspondence. This principle embodies the truth that there is always correspondence between the laws and phenomena of various planes of being and life. I'm sure you heard the saying, as above, so below. And that's what this principle is all about. The principle of correspondence enables man to reason intelligently from the known to the unknown, from the seen to the unseen. Principle of correspondence. The principle of vibration. What this principle is, this principle explains that the differences between different manifestations of matter, energy, mind, and spirit, that all these vibrations result from different vibrational rates, but it all results from the all, which is the pure spirit, and it reverses down to the highest vibration, which is the grossest form of matter, or the lowest vibration, which seems to be like the moonless flow of matter. But everything is vibration. He who understands the vibration, the principle of vibration, has grasped the scepter of power. Principle of vibration. Principle of polarity. And this principle, it explains that in everything there are two poles or opposite aspects, and that opposites are really only the two extremes of the same thing, with many varying degrees between them to illustrate heat and cold. Even though they're opposites, they're really the same thing. The differences consist in merely of degrees. For instance, if you look at a thermometer and you try to tell when heat begins and when heat ends and cold ends, you can't do it. There's no such thing as absolute heat or absolute cold. They're the exact same thing, just different ends of the matter, different vibrations, just like love. And hate is the same vibration, it's just different ends, like north and south, different poles. principle of rhythm. In everything, there's a manifested measure of motion, to and fro, flow and inflow, a swing backward and forward, a pendulum-like movement, a tide-like ebb and flow, a high tide and low tide. There's always an action and a reaction, an advance and a retreat, a rise and a sinking. This law is manifest in creation and destruction of worlds, in the rise and falls of nations, in the life of all things, and in the mental states of man. Principle of rhythm. Principle of cause and effect. This principle embodies the fact that there's a cause for every effect, and effect from every cause. It explains that everything happens according to law, that nothing merely happens. There is no such thing as chance, that while there are no varying planes of cause and effect, the higher domain, the lower plane, still nothing entirely escapes the law. This principle is used to understand and obey the higher planes, but it's used to rule and master this lower plane. Principle of cause and effect. Principle of gender. This principle embodies the truth that there is gender manifested in everything. The masculine and feminine principles ever at work. This is true not only in the physical plane, but in the plane of the mental, even the spiritual planes. On the physical plane, this principle manifests as sex. On the higher plane, it takes higher forms. But this principle is ever the same. No creation, physical, mental, or spiritual, is not possible without this principle. An understanding of its laws will throw light on many a subject that have perplexed the minds of men. The principle of gender works ever in the direction of generation, regeneration, and creation. Everything and every person contains the two elements or principles of this great principle within it, him or her. Every man has the thing that the female element, also every female contains the male principle. If you would understand this philosophy of mental, spiritual creation, generation, and regeneration, you must understand and study the principle of gender.